Hi, I'm Steve Cimino, Associate Editor for SearchCloudComputing.com, and welcome to our podcast on the top 5 reasons IT pros should care about cloud computing. With us today is Joseph Foran. Joe is the IT Director for FSW, a nonprofit social service agency based in Bridgeport, Connecticut. He has been in IT since 1995, specializing in infrastructure, and has been involved in virtualization and cloud computing since 2002. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
Well, thank you for having me.
So let's get started. Joe, as an IT decision maker yourself, what are the top 5 reasons to consider cloud computing?
Top 5. I'd put the top one being cost savings. As a nonprofit, we need to be accountable for costs even more than, say, a publicly traded company, because every dollar we spend on technology is a dollar that gets diverted from directly helping our clients. And no matter how indirectly that dollar spent on IT may benefit the client, that perception is a crucial decision-making point in IT expenditures, because it affects the percentage spent on services versus the percentage spent on administrative overhead. And it's a big factor in receiving funding, grants, private donations, etc. So I've become kind of addicted to things like thetightwadtech.com, other similar blogs, and every one of them that I follow, they're all completely abuzz about how cloud apps, computing, and cloud storage cut costs. So since I've been doing it, we've noticed a marked decrease in our costs. Second one, I guess, would be flexibility. Cloud solutions tend to be highly adaptable, regardless of whether it's provisioning servers or provisioning apps. Using the cloud almost always means you're dealing with a platform neutral environment that's also location agnostic. That makes them great for companies that have diverse systems in place across equally diverse locations. Elasticity would be next on my list, although that might really be more of a subset of flexibility. Regardless of what type of cloud service you're being used, be it storage, be it computing, be it apps, the ability for the cloud to scale, to appear limitless in size to an end customer like us, is critical in deploying new tools to a user community. If something takes off, I need to scale it up right away. If it doesn't, I need to be able to scale down or even turn it off just as quickly. Availability is also a huge one. I put that at 4. Even though it sounds kind of strange at first, since I know in the last couple of years, some big cloud players like Salesforce, Google, and more recently Microsoft got a few knocks for their availability problems. It's largely been an exception, not the rule. Even though the organization I work for shuts the lights off and makes us all leave at a given time, with the rise in mobility and home access, as well as our mobile workforce, cloud apps, and helping us to enable people to work whenever, wherever they need to, regardless of our building access or even any problems in the building. And number 5, but not really last, would be DR and backup. I hate DR. I hate backup even more. They're all error-prone, hard to validate, limited resources, and extremely expensive. Even without the direct cost savings from hardware, software, etc., it's often financially worth the cost. I guess that brings us all the way back up to number 1, in time and materials for applications away from our data center and live in the cloud, because I'm outsourcing the hassle of DR and backup. Well, except for validation, that's never leaving my clutches. So as long as I know that those apps are going to meet their uptime and performance SLAs, be fully and successfully backed up frequently, and that they're integrated and tested with our DR plan, I can kind of sleep easy, not worrying about a tape failure or any of the other myriad backup and DR fears that are generally out of people's hands.
And from the user perspective, what aspect of cloud might they find most appealing?
You know, I'd go off my top 5 for that and go with ease of use and convenience for the end user. IT, as a provider of everything computing, is a model that's existed for a long time, and now it's finally starting to die off. Users want, and in a lot of cases now even need, to work from their own devices, on their own schedules, and in a diversity of locations. And whether that's an iPad at a client location, or a netbook in a cafe, or a laptop at home, they don't want to be bogged down with only using approved devices from approved locations over approved networks. Cloud services that we've deployed, at least, have really helped allow our user base to compute comfortably.
Do you have any advice for any people out there who are on the cusp of adopting the cloud services you were talking about? Anyone who has heard your top five reasons and is ready to get on board, what would you recommend they do to prepare themselves?
Make sure you partner with all the right people internally, not just stakeholders and executive sponsors, but get your legal team involved, because there's going to be compliance questions. I know that there's some issues around specific cloud vendors and PCI, for instance. There's also jurisdiction issues. There's any number of legal and compliance issues that really necessitate getting a good team of lawyers in to look over the contracts and sit with the technology staff to understand where the data is going, where it's residing, where it's being stored and backed up, because the cloud is a very big place. It can be, you know, one local data center. It can be a 10,000 global data centers.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Joe, for taking some time out to talk to us today.
Thank you for having me.
And until next time, this is Steve Cimino from SearchCloudComputing.com.